Groundbreaking research roughly 100 years ago at SDSU continues to yield dividends today for wheat farmers across the globe. In 1904, a sweep of stem rust in wheat decimated the crop of a family living near Webster. This devastation led their son, Edgar McFadden, to seek a degree in agronomy years later at Dakota Ag College, the precursor to South Dakota State University. As a student, McFadden noticed a field of emmer, an ancient grain rather useless to South Dakota farmers at the time, escaped infection from stem rust. This led to a years-long quest by McFadden, crossing traditional wheat with emmer for genetic resistance to rust. Sunish Sehgal, the current winter wheat breeder at SDSU, picks up the story.
It takes another 10 years for him to come up with a variety in 1925, which he named as Hope, which he actually gave to Dr. Norman Borlaug, and that made it to make the Green Revolution wheat stem rust resistant.
But years prior to Borlaug's innovations, McFadden's wheat line, Hope, was credited with saving 25 million people globally from starvation and helped fuel the Allies to victory in World War II. Sehgal explains McFadden's work was revolutionary, laying the groundwork for decades of plant breeding success at SDSU.
And his work is still valid because that stem rust gene in that Hope still is resistant to current races, or majority of the current races of stem rust in South Dakota and the Great Plains, and I'm still using that in our program.
All this work by McFadden preceded the official launch of the South Dakota Wheat Breeding Program in 1950. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.